ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्दस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः चैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामायां ददाति स्वापदन्तिकं वन्देहम् श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापरकमलम् श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथं विधां सजीवं सार्वैतां सार्वजूतां ऋजनासहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देव श्री कृष्ण परमा श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्ण करुणसिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कन्थ राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते तप्त कञ्चन गौरङ्गे राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरे वृषभानुसुते देवि प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरि किरदम सॉन्ग ओके दिस हाउस ऑफ नंदनाचार्य इज द प्लेस ऑफ मेनी पास टाइम्स ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु एंड हिज डिवोटीज एंड आई एम रीडिंग नाउ फ्रॉम द श्री चैतन्य भागवत a section that describes the meeting of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda in this place. As we heard previously, Lord Nityananda had left home, the home of Hadai Pandit, Oja, and Padmavati, who had become despondent after his leaving. The whole town became despondent, and he wandered for many years performing pilgrimage. And he was simply waiting for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to begin his Sankirtan movement. So when he did, Sri Nityananda Prabhu came here to Navadvip and he hid in the house of Nandanacharya. Somehow it's a very sweet pastime that different devotees have come here to hide in this house of Nandanacharya. Also Advaita Acharya. Right before the Mahaprakash, which is the time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed his godhood to the devotees. For 21 hours, he sat on the altar at Srivas's house and manifested his godly nature and gave benedictions to all the devotees, calling them from all over Navadvip to come and take benedictions. And he called Advaitacharya saying that you called for me. You had called for me. Now you come. Come and take benediction. I'm here. He called Advaitacharya Nada. So he said, call Nada. Tell him to come. And Advaitacharya was hesitant. He said, I want to see if he knows that I've come and where I am. And so he came and hid in this house before he would approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Srivasangam, And he said, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knows that I'm here, then I'll really know. So Mahaprabhu, he sent some devotees and said, go to the house of Nandanacharya, tell Advaitacharya to come right away. So this is a special place at Nandanacharya's house. And here's these are the verses from the Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. I'm on text 146. Is that where you are? Good place to start?
Why not?
Okay. Okay. Speaking about Sri Nityananda, he repeatedly inquired 10 or 20 times, is this the house of Nimai Pandit? That great personality that I saw in my dream learned Hindi in Vrindavan, and when he came to the doorstep of my house, he asked the neighbors in Hindi 10 or 20 times, does this house belong to Nimai Pandit or not? He was dressed like an avadut and appeared to be most powerful. I have never seen such a personality before. I was filled with respect on seeing him and asked, which great personality are you? He smiled and said, I am your brother. Tomorrow we will meet. He smiled and said to me, I am your brother. Tomorrow we will get to know each other. I became most pleased by hearing his words, and I considered myself to be identical with him. Mahaprabhu said, my happiness increased on hearing the words of that personality whom I saw in my dream. On seeing him, I felt like I am he. While speaking in this way, the Lord lost his external consciousness and roared loudly in the mood of Haladar. The Lord repeatedly cried out, bring wine, bring wine. His cry was so loud that everyone's eardrums were almost broken. While describing in this way, the Lord shouted, bring wine. In this way, the listeners' ears were practically broken. Srivas Pandit said, please hear me, O Gosai. The wine that you are demanding is available only with you. Only one whom you give it to can have it. The devotees were trembling as they looked on from a distance. When Srivas Pandit heard the roaring of the Lord in the mood of Baladev, he said, the wine that you are requesting to drink is not available anywhere else. It is available only with you. Only one who receives that wine from you can also have it. All the Vaishnavas contemplated, there must be a reason for this. The lotus-eyed Lord roared loudly as his body swayed back and forth like Sankarsana. The word Arya refers to the line of a poem. Those poems with lines having more syllables than prescribed and that are also not essays are called Aryas. The word Tarja refers to Aryas in the form of spontaneously composed songs. After a while, the Lord returned to his normal state. Then the friend of Rama began to explain the meaning of the dream. It appears to me that some great personality has arrived here. I have already previously informed you that we will soon meet a great personality. O Haridas, O Srivas, go immediately and see who has come. On the order of the Lord, the two Mahabhagavatas happily searched throughout Navadvipa. While searching in this way, they confided in each other. It seems Lord Sankarsan has come. Overwhelmed in ecstasy, the two looked everywhere, but were unable to get any indication of where he was. So it means that Lord Nityananda had come to Navadvipa after his pilgrimage, and Mahaprabhu knew he was here. So he was acting in the mood of Lord Balaram. He was assuming this mood, crying, give me wine, because Baladeva is known to be prone to intoxication. And so, and we see this at Puri during the Rath Yatra. When you watch the deities come out of the temple onto the Rath Yatra cart, when Baladev comes out, he's like, he's all over the, he's drunk with ecstasy. The Vajaris can barely hold him. He's like tipping over and tipping back, and he goes halfway up the ramp and then comes back down again. And it takes about an hour just to get him up onto the stage, because He's Nityananda, who means he's always absorbed in ecstasy, just intoxicated in bliss. That's kind of what everyone wants, but he has it, so we can get it from him. The real thing. Overwhelmed in ecstasy, the two looked everywhere, but were unable to get any indication of where he was. They looked all over Nadia for 9 hours without finding anyone, and then returned to the Lord. The two informed the Lord, "We have not found anyone new. We have searched the residences of Vaishnavas, sannyasis, and grihasthas. We have even gone to the houses of atheists. We have looked all over Navadvip, but we did not go outside Navadvip." Purport, the two returned to the Lord and said, "We haven't found anyone new or anyone with different external symptoms. We have searched all over Navadvip for 9 hours at the residences of Vaishnavas, sannyasis, and grihasthas." Gaurachandra smiled as he heard their report, but by this pastime, he revealed that Nityananda is most confidential. Some persons sing the glories of Gaurachandra in this incarnation and run away when they hear the names of Nityananda. If one worships Govinda but does not respect Lord Shiva, as a result of this sin, he will go to the abode of Yamaraj. In this incarnation, Lord Nityananda is most confidential. One can see him only when Lord Chaitanya reveals him. The progress of anyone who blasphemes him without understanding the depth of his characteristics is obstructed, even if he achieves devotional service to Vishnu. Devotees like Shiva certainly know the truth regarding Nityananda, but for some curious reason they could not find him. Purport, there are many mysteries in the pastime of unsuccessfully searching for Sri Nityananda Prabhu, exhibited by the eternally perfect associates of the Lord like Shivas Pandit. Baladev Prabhu hid himself and did not show his form to Haridas and Shivas Pandit. He has thereby shown that the eternal absolute cannot be seen through external practice or designation. After a while, the Lord smiled and said, "Everyone come and see him with me." All the devotees happily went with the Lord while chanting, "Jai Krishna!
Jai Krishna!"
Sri Gaurasundar led all the devotees to the house of Nandanacharya. Nandanacharya ki! Sitting, there was one great jewel-like personality. Everyone saw that his effulgence was like that of millions of suns. No one could understand his internal mood. He was absorbed in happiness from his meditation and constantly smiled. Purport, unless one sees Nityananda Prabhu with service-inclined eyes, one will never understand his mood. Externally, he was constantly smiling, and internally, he was always absorbed in the happiness of Sri Chaitanya's service. Understanding his pure devotional mood, Vishrambar and the devotees offered him obeisances. Everyone then stood there watching him in awe and reverence without speaking a word. Vishrambar stood directly in front of Nityananda, who immediately recognized the Lord of his life. The form of Vishrambar was as attractive as that of Cupid. He was decorated with divine sandalwood pulp, flower garlands, and garments. Purport, the most grave form of the original personality of Godhead, Sri Mahaprabhu, was adorned with various ornaments, beautified with fragrant flower garlands, dressed in shining garments, and more enchanting than millions of cupids. How can the luster of shining gold be compared with his body? Even the moon desires to see his face. Accompanied by the devotees, the most enchanting Sri Gauranga and Nityananda wandered throughout Navadvip. The value of pearls was minimized on seeing his beautiful teeth, and one lost consciousness on seeing his tied up hair. One who saw his elongated lotus eyes wondered whether other lotuses existed. His hands reached down to his knees, and his raised chest was adorned with a thin white Brahmin thread. His forehead was beautified with marks of tilak, and his entire body looked most enchanting, even without ornaments. What was the beauty of millions of jewels compared with the beauty of his toenails? What is the use of nectar when we see his smile? Accepting Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet. Thus ends the English translation of the Gaudiya Bhasha of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Kanda, Chapter 3, entitled The Lord Manifests His Form as Varaha in the House of Murari and His Meeting with Nityananda. So, a couple of points that sound simple and we've heard them before, but if we take them as our stock and trade, then they become extremely valuable for us. And one is that we can't see Krishna, but he can see us. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur made much of this. In fact, in the biography written by His Holiness Bhaktivikas Swami, there is a chapter about how Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur emphasized that we don't go to see the Lord, but we go to be seen by the Lord. And we're only seen by the Lord when we are in a service mood. And when we're in a service mood and the Lord sees us, then we can see Him. Just as much as our eyes are useless without the power of the sun. As soon as the darkness comes upon us, our eyes become useless instruments. So, in the Shastra, Tashi Krishnanam Adina Bhaved Grayam Indriye, Seva Mukihi Jivado Swayameva Spuratida. This one verse one can live on through one's devotional life, and that is that the Lord can't be understood by the blunt material senses, but He reveals Himself to one who engages in His humble service, beginning with the tongue. That's such a practical instruction. Not only we hear about service, but then we hear something that sounds so practical because it's not some kind of esoteric statement, something anyone can practice in their daily life, beginning with the tongue. While you're driving in your car, while you're talking to your friends, while you're on the phone, anytime, the tongue is the instrument which is expressing what's in our heart. And whatever's in the heart comes out. And when we learn to restrict the tongue and use it only to speak about Krishna, then we begin to transform our heart and we separate ourselves from our mind and its machinations, because the mind is always going on. And if we simply hook onto it and say whatever's coming out, then we pollute others and our own mind becomes polluted. But if we think about what we're going to say carefully, we make a separation between our mind and our activities, and we become deliberate. And as we become deliberate, our spiritual intelligence awakens more and more. And we're able to see that Krishna is in control, not me. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena sam taksadeva hrideyeshu vilokayanti yam shyama sundaram achintya guna swarupam govindamari purusham tamaham vajami. Only if one's eyes are smeared with the salve of love can one see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Interestingly, Rabindra Swarup Prabhu at the Temple President's meeting in Houston was presenting the results of some of his research into Prabhupada's position as founder Acharya. And in the course of it, he talked about how much Prabhupada emphasized cooperation, and that practically for him it was synonymous with bhakti. That is, that if one learns to cooperate with other devotees for the sake of pleasing Krishna, that's synonymous with pure bhakti. And there's a way in which this is a very high kind of service, especially in Kali Yuga. The greatest austerity in the age of Kali is to cooperate. And so someone who cooperates with others to expand the Sankirtan movement is performing valuable service. This is also practical, something that you can observe in yourself and you can measure. How much am I cooperating or able to cooperate? And from that, Krishna will reveal Himself, just as He did to the Prachetas, who notably cooperated for the sake of pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who then revealed himself. And so in this pastime, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed that even through using his pure devotees, Srivas and Haridas, going to look for Nityananda Prabhu, that it's not so easy. We can't, just with our own endeavor, reach out and find the Lord. We have to go inward, and we have to examine ourselves. How am I engaged in service? What is the actual state of my heart? What is my real intention for serving? And when that becomes perfected, that is, I become akinchana. Janmaishvarya Shrita Shribir Edamadamada Puman Naivar Yabidatum Vai Twam Akinchana Gocharam. I give up any semblance of whatever asset I think that I have in this world. Wrap it all up in a bag. You can do this by meditation, as you chant your japa just before. You can sit quietly and meditate and observe what is lying around. Just like whenever I drive around India, especially in the Dham, and I see garbage, I just want to stop and pick it all up. And similarly, when I close my eyes and I look at my heart, and I look down the road in my heart, I see all kinds of cups and plates and who knows what else I've thrown in there over the years, over the lifetimes. And if I take a little time to walk down that road in my heart with a bag and pick it all up and put it in the bag and then throw it away in the proper recycling center, then I have the ability to chant Hare Krishna in a way that's akinchana. At least I have there's the possibility that it might happen. Akinchana means I don't have anything. I have no asset. I'm the lowest of the low. I'm the most fallen. I'm praying for one drop of service attitude or one Vaishnav quality. If I could just have one tiny atom of a Vaishnav quality. And if we pray in that mood, then the holy name will reveal himself. He'll avail himself. Otherwise, all the trash, why would Krishna want to come there? A trash-filled lane in my heart. Why would he show up in that place? Therefore, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur made much of this cleaning of the heart, and he showed that the cleaning of the Gudicha temple was a metaphor, and that we must take out all of the trash and all of the smaller particles and even the dust that's there. The tiny particles of dust have to be swept out from the heart. And then the Lord can appear on the altar of our heart, and when he does, Srila Prabhupada says, we should hold a festival, a big festival, when the Lord actually appears on our heart. In fact, we'll feel like having a festival. The second that Krishna appears in our heart through the holy name, then our life becomes joyful and we feel like holding a festival. And then we can perform sankirtan. We want to go on sankirtan and perform a festival everywhere we go because we feel so happy that Krishna has appeared in our heart. So this place we can remember as a metaphor for the service attitude and how the Lord showed that it's not so easy to find Nityananda Prabhu. You really have to cry out from within your heart to find guidance, to find the spiritual master. You really have to want it. And then Brahmanda Brahmate Kon Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Beej. The greatest fortune, Bhagyavan, someone wins the lottery. They become the wealthiest person in the universe because of their desperate need to know Krishna and they're ready to abandon this material world for the sake of finding Krishna. And then Krishna, knowing the sincere heart of the devotee, reveals himself wherever he's hiding. And he is hiding until we reform our attitude. And now we hear a few words from my dear godbrother, Rajendranandan Prabhu. Hare Krishna. You can read, speak, do whatever you like.
Oh. So
things loud.
Pull it back a little bit.
Hare Krishna. Om Gyana Tumarandasya Gyananjana Salakya Chakshur Nilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gave Namaha Panchakaputarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Part of the context or the time in which Lord Chaitanya had this dream of a great personality, Lord Balaram, coming to see him. He had come back from Gaia, having been initiated, and was manifesting ecstatic symptoms of love of Godhead. I mean, he would chant with all his devotees. He would sometimes cry for 9 hours, tears flowing out like the waves of the Ganges. Sometimes he would laugh. You know, sometimes devotees will say, oh, you have a nice laugh, Raj. He would laugh for 3 hours straight sometime in an ecstatic mood of love of Godhead. Or when he would fall unconscious, sometimes it'd be for 3 hours, he wouldn't even breathe. Can you imagine the anxiety of the Vaishnavas when Lord Chaitanya is in such ecstasy? So he was in such bliss being with his devotees, chanting Hare Krishna, doing Sankirtan. But there was one thing that was paining him greatly. Lord Nityananda wasn't there. His counterpart, his dearmost brother, Lord Nityananda Ram, wasn't there. So he had been telling the devotees that a great personality is going to come soon. They didn't know what to make of it. And then he had this dream. And you heard the verse where it said, he came and 10 or 20 times he said, in Hindi, does Lord Chaitanya Vishrambar live here? The significance of that point is this is Bengal and the devotees speak Bengali. Nityananda was coming from Vrindavan where they speak Hindi. So he was asking 10 or 20 times in ecstasy, is Vishrambar here? Is Vishrambar here? And so you heard the dream, and the devotees were a little bewildered by it, but the friend of Ram, who was Murari Gupta, he explained the dream to the devotees. So one who gets the mercy of the Lord, then he can, when he realizes, he can share it with others. So that's what took place. And then Haridas Thakur and Srivas Thakur, this is Lord Brahma and Narada Muni. They were deputed by Lord Chaitanya to go find Nityananda, and they couldn't find him. If those two qualified persons can't find Nityananda, what chance do we have? It's only if you get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his external representative, the spiritual master, can one hope to have the darshan of the Lord. Yasya prasada, Bhagavat prasada, yasya prasada, nagatika topi. So we know that Lord Chaitanya smiled like we heard and said, come with me, I'll show you where he is. And so they came to the home of Nandanacharya. Nandanacharya is a Mahabhagavat. He's an eternal associate of the Lord. We know that Navadvipa is non-different from Vrindavan, but the Acharyas explained that this place where his house is, was, he had very beautiful gardens, and they were non-different from the pleasure grove in Vrindavan, a very intimate kunj in Vrindavan. I forget which one that was mentioned. But they came here and they saw Nityananda absorbed in meditation. And he had a huge body. Jayapataka Swami said 7 foot tall. And he was sitting there absorbed in meditation with a huge smile on his face. But what he was thinking, nobody could really understand. So Lord Chaitanya asked Srivas Thakur, please chant some appropriate verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. So he quoted a verse glorifying Lord Krishna as an expert dancer in the groves of Vrindavan with the peacock feather and the beautiful earrings and the forest flower garland, golden dhoti. Such a nice verse glorifying Lord Krishna. As soon as Nityananda heard that, then he immediately roared.
Can we say the verse?
Yeah, you know it? Oh, yeah. Please.
Jayam Kinchamalam Randam Vinor Adarasya Purayam Gopa Vrindaya Vrindaranyam Svapadam Ramanam Vavishad Gita Kirti.
Wearing a peacock feather ornament upon his head, blue karnikara flowers on his ears, a yellow garment as brilliant as gold, and the Vaijayanti garland, Lord Krishna exhibited his transcendental form as the greatest of dancers as he entered the forest of Vrindavan, beautifying it with the marks of his footprints. He filled the holes of his flute with the nectar of his lips, and the cowherd boys sang his glories. So when Nityananda heard this, he fell unconscious. And so Lord Chaitanya asked him, would you please recite some more verses? So then Lord Nityananda revived consciousness, roaring one of his typical roars in ecstasy. And he jumped up in ecstasy. But he wasn't externally conscious. He just fell down like a rock on the ground. We've heard descriptions of Chaitanya exhibiting the same ecstasy in Kirtan and Mother Sachi praying to the Lord, if I've ever done any service to you, please take the results of that service and use it to protect Lord Chaitanya. Don't let him be harmed, break his bones, etc., as he falls against the hard earth. So all the devotees were shocked to see this ecstasy of Nityananda Prabhu. And he began dancing, and Lord Chaitanya danced, and they were trying to help him so he wouldn't hurt himself in this ecstasy, but they couldn't control Nityananda until Lord Chaitanya grabbed him. And he laid him upon his lap, and as soon as Nityananda was on the lap of Lord Chaitanya, immediately, as the author, Vrindavan Das Thakur, describes, he surrendered his entire life to the lotus feet of his Lord. And he became very peaceful. And Lord Chaitanya began crying in ecstasy because he was once again reunited with his dearmost brother and companion, Lord Nityananda. Gadadhar, who knows the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one of the names of Lord Chaitanya is that he's the life and soul of
Gadadhar Pranada.
One more time?
Gadadhar Pranada.
So he saw this exchange and he was really enlivened because he said, look at this. Their lordships have reversed their roles. And Antasesha is the one in whom the Lord lies down and reclines in his spiritual ecstasy. But now we have Lord Chaitanya holding Lord Nityananda. So it was a joyous occasion that the two brothers had met. Finally, Lord Chaitanya could fully get into the Sankirtan mood because his brother Nittai was there, he who he would empower to spread the Sankirtan throughout all of Bengal when he left the inhabitants by going to Puri. So it is such an auspicious place. They had the deities here, and they also had the one, if you saw on the side, where Lord Chaitanya and Vaitacharya are there. So it's such an auspicious place. I mean, this whole Dham is filled of all auspicious places, but here's just another one, and it's explained, the benediction is given in the Chaitanya Bhagavat by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Anyone who hears this pastime of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda meeting will get the benediction of love of Godhead, love of Lord Chaitanya. Haribo! So Vaisheshika Prabhu is so much more qualified to give purports to these nice pastimes. And so I'll ask him to take it away.
I said there were two points I was thinking of. And the other one was at the end of this chapter. The author says, what was the beauty of millions of jewels compared to the beauty of his toenails? What is the use of nectar when we see his smile? And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's purport, if one sees Gaurasundara's toenails, he will see the beauty of millions of jewels present therein. His enchanting smile belittles nectar.
And we were a couple days ago talking about a verse, Pada Pankacha Palasa Vilasa Bhaktya Karmashayam Gatita Mukarshayanti Santa Tadvanda Rikta Matayo Yatayo Pirudha Shotoganas Tamaranam Vajavasudevam. This verse was spoken by the four Kumaras, and it is about how it's very difficult for people to stop the waves of desires in material life. Even great yogis who perfect the art of controlling the senses by their own power suddenly get washed away by some big wave of desire that comes, and they fall away from the process. In New York City, everyone thinks that everything's safe. We have big buildings, and the infrastructure is protected. And then a huge storm comes, and the ocean can just wash everything away. Recently, there was a storm on the East Coast, and it broke down houses and buildings. And in Japan also, we saw a couple of years ago, there was a tsunami that washed away entire cities. You could just watch them washing out to sea. In fact, it's all on its way to California now. All that debris that was washed away in Japan is being gradually brought to the west coast of California. So we'll have it in our backyard pretty soon. These kinds of waves are what the verse is describing, or comparing the waves of material desire. They come and they wash us out to sea, and then we become lost again. And also it describes how there's a hard knot in the heart. And so these waves of material existence are impossible to withstand. And the hard knot in the heart that keeps me in the material world is impossible to untie. Unless one has something very special, and that's the attractive feature of the mind in one's heart, and the attractive feature of the Lord's toenails in one's mind and heart. So there's a way in which, by hearing about the pastimes of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, actually knowing his features and his charming nature, just like we hear these pastimes of how Krishna is, and in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is a real person, and he has these loving pastimes with his devotees. Gradually our minds and hearts become attracted. And by hearing the descriptions of Krishna, our minds become attracted, because they have to be attracted to something. So the verse says that the devotees can conquer over these strong waves of material desires, and can also cut the knot in the heart, because they have something much better, and that's the supreme beauty of the Lord, who's being described here as more attractive than Cupid. What use are jewels when you see the toenails and his teeth, or so white? What is the use of the moon, and so forth? All these descriptions are real. The Lord is the source of all beauty, and just by hearing them, we can become attracted. Anybody can become attracted. So they're in Shastra. They're also in the form of songs. And by repeatedly hearing those songs and hearing from the Shastra, that process will awaken that will awaken our attraction for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's the only way that we'll be able to abandon the reflected beauty of this material world. Because reflection in a mirror, or the sun reflected in the mirror, is just as bright as the sun itself. It looks just like it. So we have to transfer our attention to that beauty of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Kama Gayatri Mantra, there's a description of the Lord with 24 and a half moons. And each one of those moons is a metaphor for one of the beautiful aspects of Krishna's personal feature. And the Gayatri Mantra, by repeating it and becoming absorbed in it and actually experiencing Krishna through the mantra, will bring us away from the material beauty. Otherwise, again and again, the eyes will come back and the heart will come back with it to the beauty of the material world, and I'll be enraptured. And at the time of death, being enraptured, even an iota, even a small bit, being attracted to this material world, then Krishna will fulfill our desire to come back and enjoy it again. So it's altogether possible to transfer our attention and our heart to the superior beauty of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by coming to Navadvipa and hearing these pastimes about the personality of Godhead. One recommendation, along with chanting one chapter of Bhagavad Gita every day, everyone should study the books like Krishna Book. Last night, Trinakarta Prabhu came over. He told me that he's reading two chapters of Krishna Book every night. So I said, let's go read Krishna Book. And we sat down and we read the story of King Nriga. And I was thinking how profound it is that Prabhupada gave us that whole 10th canto in summary form. What a kind act. He knew exactly what he was doing, that we had to have that in order to be saved from the material world. And it's so accessible, it's so easily readable. A child can listen to it, or a Ma Bhagavat can sit and listen to it and be totally satisfied and absorbed. And these are practical things that anyone can add to their sadhana, besides chanting a chapter of Bhagavad Gita every day. Why not read one chapter of Krishna Book every night before you take rest? What kind of effect would that have on somebody's consciousness? Well, it's described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Vikriditam Rajabhadur Biraham Cha Vishnu Shadhanvito Narsinha Yad Anavarna Yad Ya. That if one faithfully listens to these pastimes, Pridrogam Ashva Pahinot Yacharena Dira, very quickly, that knot in the heart and the disease that keeps me attracted to the material world, it's called the dread disease of material desire, it will be eradicated just by hearing those pastimes. Isn't that optimistic? It's doable too, right? Altogether possible. So this is a real... coming on pilgrimage is especially effective because we see that these places are real and that the Lord actually met here, and he's a real personality, but he's the supreme personality, and just by remembering him we can attain all perfection. Gopre manande aribo, Srinandana charya ki jai, Srinityananda prabhu ki jai, Gaur bhakta vrinda ki jai. We're going to sing one song that was a favorite song of His Grace Rasika Shekhar Prabhu, and we're going to ask Omkar Prabhu to sing it because my voice is straining right now. And this is a song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Translation on the back. Also, the eighth verse is on the back, so don't forget to turn the page when we get to verse number 8. When, oh when, will that day be mine? When will you give me your blessings, erase all my offenses, and give my heart a taste, ruchi, for chanting the holy name in purity? When will I taste the essence of the holy name, feeling myself to be lower than the grass, my heart filled with tolerance? When will I give respect to all others and be free from desire for respect for them? When will I cry out that I have no longer any desire for wealth and followers, poetry and beautiful women, all of which are meant just for bodily pleasure? O Gaura Hari, please give me. Give me causeless devotional service, bhakti to your lotus feet, birth after birth. When will my body be covered with goosebumps and my voice broken with emotion as I pronounce Krishna's name? When will my body change color and my eyes flow with endless tears as I chant? When will I give up all thought of the world and society to run like a madman along the banks of the Ganges and Navadvipa, singing and dancing and sincerely calling out the names of Gaura and Nityananda? When will Nityananda Prabhu be merciful to me and deliver me from the enchantment, maya, of the sense objects? When will he give me the shade of his lotus feet and the right to enter the marketplace, Namhata, the holy name? When will I buy, borrow, or steal the ecstasies of the holy name? When will I lose myself in the intoxication of the holy name? When will I immerse myself in the nectar of the holy name, after grasping the feet of a saint who constantly relishes the flavors, rasa, of devotion? When will I feel compassion for all living entities, jivas? When will I forget my own pleasure and genuine humility? And when will I, Bhakti Vinod, meekly go from door to door, preaching your message of love? Kobe hobe bolo se dinama, kobe hobe bolo se dinama, kobe hobe bolo se dinama. Aparaja guchi shudra maruchi kripa bole ho behido ye sancha. Aparaja guchi shudra maruchi kripa bole ho behido ye sancha. Kabe habe bola se dina. Kabe hame bolo se dina ma, dina di kahi na kabe ni jamani sahishnuta guna dilo ye te ani. Sakale manada apanada mani hoye aswadi guna me rasasa. Janaro kobita sundari bole guna chahi deho sukhari.
Ganame Ganame Ga Ohe Gaura Hare.
Oh, Oh!
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So now, this is a bittersweet part of our Yatra and Parikram, our dearly beloved Rasika Shekhar Prabhu, who suddenly left our company to dance in some of their kirtan somewhere, as he was known to do. Perhaps somebody needed a little help with their book distribution party somewhere else. But he suddenly took off on us, and we're left here to lament his separation. That's the bitter part. The sweet part is that he left during Kartik, fully absorbed in his service. And now we have the opportunity together to take his ashes to the sacred Ganges. And we've selected a Nirapeksha Vaishnav to perform the ceremony. At least he's going to assist. He's a very pure Brahmin from San Diego, California, one of the pujaris there, who I knew to be a pure devotee, and who's very expert at ritual. And also I like that he keeps things very simple, but pure. And so we're going to observe the ceremony. A few technical aspects are that, number one, don't post any of the pictures of the ceremony on Facebook or anywhere else, at least for the next 3 or 4 days. Let's say the next 3 days, for sure, don't post any pictures, because the family wants the opportunity to have them first and see them before they're just float around everywhere. Everyone who understands, please raise your hand. Everyone who doesn't, please raise your hand. Okay, so the other thing is that we will be calling Sonal Mataji, who will be on the phone to observe the ceremony live from California, because she couldn't be here for this. And just so you know, she'll be there with us. Now we're going to proceed from this sacred place where we don't actually want to leave. We'd like to stay here all day, I think, and chant and hear. But we're going to go to the Ganges, out this door, take a right, and then another right, and then a left, a right and a left. Anyway, we're going to meet our pujari outside. He's waiting for us, and he'll lead us to the spot that we've selected to perform the immersion ceremony. And then everyone can take their noon bath and say their Gayatri, half submerged in the Ganga. And then we will make our way back to the ashram. Pancha kalpa trugascha krupa sunnabhivacha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha. I also just want to thank Rajendranand Prabhu for blessing our yatra. Somehow or other we attracted such an enthusiastic pure devotee to join us here. He just had to get a phone call so I can say whatever I want. Rajendranand Prabhu ki jai.